Founding fathers guaranteed us certain protections. The freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom to own and play stringed instruments of all kinds. Those founding fathers didn't place restrictions on these freedoms. They didn't say the right to play guitar shall not be violated except when used to play Green Day's Time of Your Life over and over again in the common area of your dorm. No! Where will these restrictions end? A background check when you want to take up a banjo? A 5-day waiting period to buy a Telecaster? An all-out ban on the Flying V? Or, dare I say, whammy bar? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is up to you to defend our right to keep and bear guitars.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, defending your rights as well as the rights of others since 1998.
Come. your ranting? Do you miss my all-time love?
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Join us each week for intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Music starts at 7 p.m. and full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Breathing a new dream. Good evening and welcome to Venus Envy, a full hour of music by female and gender diverse artists right here on 101.5 UMFM. Excuse me. So it is March 7th. Tomorrow is March 8th, and that is International Women's Day. So you might expect an International Women's Day track show from me tonight, but I'm not actually going to do that because all my shows are International Women's Day shows. If you're new to Venus Envy, we feature music by female and gender diverse artists, and tonight's show does have a theme. It's actually inspired by the track that I played off the top of the show called The Dream of Delphi by Bat for Lashes. Now that song and the album that is coming out in May reference Bat for Lashes, aka Natasha Khan's daughter Delphi, who was born in 2020. And the album explores Natasha Khan's journey to motherhood, a journey that involved going up into the stars and down into the underworld simultaneously. So Delphi's name and the album's imagery are most certainly a reference to the Oracle of Delphi, a high priestess of the Temple of Apollo at Delphi in ancient Greece. And that is the theme that kind of captured me tonight. It's pretty amazing that the woman who held that title was the most prestigious and authoritative oracle among the Greeks and was among the most powerful women of the classical world. Like, she would be consulted on, you know, world affairs before big decisions were made. It is said that the oracle would reveal her prophecies while under divine possession by Apollo, a state induced by vapors rising from a chasm in the rock floor of a temple chamber. So tonight, we're going to join her in that temple chamber. We're going to wade into the ether and meet the oracles, fortune tellers, and mystics. So gather your tea leaves and tarot cards, tap into your intuition, and let's see what wisdom awaits us. This is Lorena McKinnett, The Mystic's Dream. Thank you.
This is a dream. Ooh, this is a dream. This is a dream. This is a dream. Ooh, this is a dream. This is a dream. This is a dream. Ooh, this is a dream. 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 If I dream everything I see, this is a dream. This is a dream. This is a dream. I am you and you are this. This is a dream. This is a dream. This is a dream. If I dream everything I see, this is a dream. This is a dream. This is a dream. And I am you and you are this. This is a dream. This is a dream. If I dream everything I see, this is a dream. This is a dream. This is a dream. And I am you and you are this. This is a dream. This is a dream. This is a dream.
Well, welcome back. I hope you've been lulled into a prophetic state through that set featuring Witch Prophet with the track Lucid. That was off of the album Gateway Experience. A track called Priestess from Puma Rosa that is off of the album The Witch. And Lorena McKinnitt and The Mystic's Dream, an oldie but a goodie, off of The Mask and the Mirror. So up next, I have Marketa Irgulova, who invites you to close your eyes and imagine the future. This is The Fortune Teller.
Thank you. Let's tell the future. Let's see how it's been done. By numbers, by mirrors, by water, by dots made at random on paper, by salt, by dice, by meal, by mice, by dough of cakes, by sacrificial fire, by fountains, by fishes, writings in ashes, birds, herbs, smoke from the altar. A suspended ring or the mode of laughing. Pebbles drawn from a heap. One of these things will tell you something. Let's tell the future. Let's see how it's been done. By dreams, by the features, by letters, by dropping hot wax into water, by nails reflecting the rays of the sun, by walking in a circle, by red hot iron, by passages and books, a balanced hatchet, a suspended ring or the mode of laughing. Pebbles drawn from a heap. One of these things will tell you something. Let's see how it's been done. By numbers, by mirrors, by water, by dots made at random on paper, by salt, by dice, by meal, by mice, by dough of cakes, by sacrificial fire, by fountains, by fishes, writings in ashes, birds, herbs, smoke from the altar. Let's tell the future. Let's see how it's been done. Let's see how it's been done. Let's see how it's been done.
She looked at my cards and told me what they say. In your future I see fortune and dreams fulfilled. You were such a restless soul, and you're always fulfilled. There's no way to deny it. I can see in your eyes the reasons. You've been searching forever for a lover that suits you. Don't give up,
don't give up,
don't walk away,
don't walk away.
Just a little bit closer than you were yesterday.
Eyes on the prize,
don't look away. Just a little bit closer than you were yesterday. Than you were yesterday. Gentle motion makes you wonder if the river's deep. Why the ocean sounds like thunder while you sleep. Ace of cups and seven swords came up again. The light on your horizon seems like it's growing higher. You don't have to believe. Don't have to believe it, but it's true. The sun will rise, it's the natural order, and the cards have revealed this to you.
Give up, don't walk away.
Just a little bit closer than you were yesterday. Eyes on the prize, don't look away. Just a little bit closer. Don't give up,
don't give up,
don't look away,
don't look away.
Just a little bit closer than you were yesterday.
Eyes on the prize,
don't look away,
don't look away.
Just a little bit closer than you were yesterday.
Everybody feels alone. Everybody is. I still carry in my bones everyone I miss. Can you tell me who I'll be? Person I'll become. Did I choose this path for me? Or am I running from? The past is in the past. It should be history. In every part of me. I could understand that the past is in the past. It should be history, but the echo of it lies in every part of.
Fortune tellers and the tarot card readers. And that set explored different tools used for divination, which is another word for the practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. Suzanne Vega suggests 27 different ways to predict the future on her song Predictions. Then we had Cassandra Wilson consulting the tarot, and Jenny Owen Young's with Buffering the Vampire Slayer, having conversations with dead people. Now for the next set, we're going to talk all about destiny, starting with a track from Hunter as a Horse. This is Written in the Stars.
Let's take a late night walk on a lonely road to visit all our childhood.
right, I'm finishing off this set with Tanya Tigak and Toothsayer off of the album of the same name. Before that, I had a track from Ostra called The Future, and I started the whole set off with Hunter as a Horse and the track Written in the Stars. I'm going to close out tonight's show with another character from Greek mythology. We started off the show with the Oracle of Delphi. We're going to finish the show with Cassandra, a track by Florence and the Machine. And Florence Welch uses Cassandra's story as a metaphor for her experience of isolation as the COVID pandemic hit in 2020. Almost exactly 4 years ago. Suddenly, she couldn't foresee anything and had no idea what the future would look like. I think that's a feeling that many of us had at that time. Thanks so much for going on this journey with me, looking into the future and seeing what we find. Have a wonderful International Women's Day tomorrow. And definitely stay tuned for all the great programming right here on UMFM.
I used to see the future, and now I see nothing. They cut out my eyes and sent me home packing. Pace around the kitchen for scraps of inspiration, crying like Cassandra. I used to tell the future, but they cut out my tongue and left me doing laundry to thinking what I'd done wasn't me. It was a song. I used to move into the future, bring it all back, let it bleed through my fingers. A treasure in my hands, now I creep out when there's no one about. Cause they put crosses on the doors to try and keep me out. The garden's overgrown, and I run in the middle of the road. Well, can you see me? They'll close their door. Well, you can take your complaints straight to the Lord. I try to still look with the one.